This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Thank you, Abba Father. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We just have 1 hour for this session, so we are going to move very quickly, and I'd like us to pray intentionally. I'd like us to pray. There is something that needs to be added to prayer for prayer to be effective. It is called fervency. It is called fervency. It is, you know, anything you do, anything you do apart from your heart, it doesn't strike any chord in heaven. So God will say, these people, they are calling upon me with their mouth, but their heart is far. So ensure that that element of fervency is added to your prayer. Psalm 18 verse 37. Say, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, and neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Say, I have pursued my enemy. Number one, I have overtaken them. Number two, he said, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I believe that these are the three stages of warfare. To pursue, to overtake. It is possible that you just pursued and then you didn't overtake. Or it's possible that you have pursued, you have overtaken, and then somehow your hand became slack. After striking one or two times, you just became wearied and then you left it. And then you maybe just released a blow on the enemy, and then the enemy came down. Then you assume that maybe this means that the enemy has gone down, and then you just relaxed. And then after some time, you discover that those kind of enemies, they will recover again. And they will go and mobilize more forces. So this is a wisdom that David is trying to give us here. That I have pursued my enemy, I have overtaken them. He said, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Now, if you read Exodus chapter 13 from verse 17. He said, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So this is like the whole reason why God allowed them to go through all the things. This is like the core reason why everything that happened, what we call wilderness experience, all the experiences they had in the wilderness, this was God's own reason for allowing them to have those experiences. So all the things they encountered in the wilderness, they were all, God allowed them to have those experiences because he wanted them to learn war. And you see, the concern of God here is that if these people see war, their heart may fail and they may return back. They may say, this, I prefer my, at least when I was, all these years that I've been sick, and I didn't start, you know, we have had testimonies of people who began to engage prayer, and then it looks as if everything around them just went haywire. Issues that were not, it looks as if problems that were not there before just started rising up. And then it is possible that if such a person is faint-hearted, he can see all this. A friend told me when I was doing my NYC, he said, we are praying every day looking for Satan's trouble. He said he's not looking for Satan's trouble, and he does, and that's why Satan too is not looking for his trouble. Say, let Satan hold his side, and then he will hold his own side. And then I told him, I said, you have already been defeated. You see, it is possible a lot, if you listen to testimonies of a lot of people, you will discover that they are in warfare. The experiences of warfare they have is that they are the one that is being pursued. They said, somebody pursued me in the dream. Somebody was after me. Somebody. When will you start pursuing those enemies? So God wanted them to learn war. When they came out and they began to march on, the Bible says God had gone ahead. And God had brought fear upon the hearts of all the enemies. So they were just marching into victory. Marching into victory. They kept conquering and they kept conquering. But the emphasis I want to bring is, when they got to a point, the Bible says that they sent spies to search the land. Because God had told them in Egypt that I'm taking you to a land that is filled with milk and honey. He just gave them a mental a perception of how that land looks like. But now they had come to the border and they now needed to see. Because God told Abraham, he said, as far as you can see. Because it is possible for a believer to be short-sighted. Because you have not seen. You have not searched. You don't know the scope. You don't have understanding of the scope of that which is available for you to be conquered. So God will come to Joshua and say, you are already old. And they see so many. I believe that Joshua understood exactly. But because God would have seen what God was talking to him about. He knew what was available for him to be conquered, to be possessed. But old age overtook him. And God came and said, you are already old. If I have pursued and have overtaken, I will not turn again till they are consumed. That's the prayer we are going to pray. Lord, let me not give up. Let me not give up. I'm not going to stop us again. We get to a certain point and then I'll drop my second prayer point. You see, many of us here, we don't understand that your family is part of your territory. I was in a vision and God handed over my family to me. He even took my father. We were in the middle of battle and there was gunshot. People were being killed, left and right and all of that. And somebody brought my dad to me and said, let him stay with you. And where I was standing was actually the only place that was safe. And then I noticed that my father was not sure that he was free, that he was safe. He kept looking around and then he just took off. And then I went after him and he ran into the room where the real enemies were. And I came and I was challenging them that that person is meant to stay with me. And when I woke up from the dream, I understood that, oh, God has made my... For some of us, you have not accomplished your warfare at that level. So when God is talking about warfare at the level of Benue or at the level of Nigeria, it's not bothering you yet. Because you have not accomplished the warfare of your family. Many of us, you have all the while, you have just been fighting for yourself. You have not started fighting the warfare at the level of your family. Lord, I need to see. I need to see what is available for me to conquer. What is available for me to conquer? I need to see. Many of us, we have not seen. You have not seen. You have not personalized it. People that have seen, they can say the soul of an entire nation is mine. They can lay claim to it because God has given it to them. They know that Scotland, we had in history a man said, give me Scotland or I die. God had given Scotland to him. What has God given to you? Lord, deliver me from short-sightedness. Let me see what is available for me to conquer. That's the prayer. Open my eyes to see. I need to see. I need to see. I need to see what is mine. I need to see what is available. Open my eyes. It is possible, according to Peter, for a believer to be blind, a believer to be short-sighted,
a believer not to be able to see far. The Bible says they went and searched the land. They went and they saw the land. They went and they saw the land. How far have you seen? How far have you seen into your land? Lord, open my eyes to see. Shakaske la kaskete proka la kadai. Yata pakanta pakula kada. Yata pakanta pakula kadai. Yata pantoska tapoka leta kula kadai. Yakaskete proka la kadai. Yata pantaska la kaskete proka la kadai. Yata pakanta pakula kadai. Yata pakanta pakala kada. Yakaskata prakanta pakala kada. Yata pakanta pakala kada. I will not rest until my Father turns unto the Lord. I will not rest until every member of my family turn their heart to Jesus, because I know God gave them to me. They are part of the trophy that I will lift up on the last day. They are part of the trophy that I will lift up. How far have you seen? What have you seen? What have you seen? Lord, open my eyes. Many of us, we are suffering from short-sightedness. We are suffering from short-sightedness. So when somebody comes close to you and hears your prayer, it's all about you. It's all about money. It's all about school. It's all about this. It's all about job. There's nothing. There's nothing about your family, because you have not understood what God has made available for you to conquer, for you to possess. La puta scala cascata bracalagada. Lord, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes. Take me on the door. On the door of the territory. On the door of my possessions. Show me my possessions. Show me all that is mine by your ordination. Some of us, we only have a mental impression, a mental image of our possession, because prophecy has declared it unto you. Prophecy has been spoken over you. That such a thing is yours. That's prophecy. You need to be taken into that prophecy. You need to be taken on the door. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Take me on the door. On the door of my family. All that is available for me. That is available to be taken. That is available. Shakos kalikas ketabroka lagadai. Shut up, Akanta Bakalagada. When Jesus himself will give prayer points, can you imagine the kind of prayer point he will give? Ask of me, and I will give you nations, the ends of the earth for thy possession. La Bodaska Lakaskata Prakalagadai. La Pantaska Prakalagada. Ship me, Lord. Deliver me from short-sightedness. Deliver me, Lord. Open my eyes to see the scope of that which is available for me to be taken. That is available for me for possession. Shut up, Akanta Bakalagada. when Jesus himself will give prayer points, he said, the field is ripe for the laborers of you. He said, pray that the Lord of harvest will raise laborers. I and you, we are here as potential laborers. Can you ask, Lord, I am available. Show me my own portion, the portion that is allocated to me for possession. Show me my own portion. The day you see your portion, your burden increases. That territory becomes a burden in your heart. The souls in that territory, it becomes your responsibility. A short-sighted believer is an irresponsible believer because he sees nothing. Even though he's looking, he's not seeing anything beyond himself. Lord, open my eyes to see. 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 Let go that Allah get up from the ground. For some of us here, the Lord has already shown you. You saw your father handing over the baton of the family to you, but you have not understood that that is a serious responsibility. Lord, open my eyes to see the responsibility that comes, that has come upon me from heaven. The responsibility that I have. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. If not until you enter into this dimension, you have no right to demand sponsorship from the Lord. Many of us are asking heaven to sponsor our life when you are not really doing anything for heaven. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Jeremiah chapter 51. The Bible says that we are his battle axe. We are his weapons of war. When God wants to make war, he takes men. He takes men. He takes men. We are in the season of warfare. Lord, it is wrong to have the mentality of a civilian in the day of battle. It is wrong to be thinking like an ordinary person. In the day of warfare, you think like a soldier. You think like a soldier. Laugh and dance, laugh, 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 laugh. That is ready to overtake, that is ready to enter into battle. The Bible speaking about the war horse, he said he's excited when he hears, when he perceives the sounds of war. Every mindset that makes me dread warfare, that makes me dread war, Lord, take it from me. Give me the mindset of a soldier. We are in that time that the Bible says that the most violent is taking it by force. We are in the time that we are meant to take things by force. We are meant to take things by force. Shut up, shut up, shut up. We are not about to begin to negotiate with Satan. Oh, we are here to to take it by force. Help me to understand my warfare. Help me to see the land that is available for me for possession. Let me see the scope, the entire scope of all that is available for me to be possessed. Some of us here, you are seeing yourself preaching to white men. That means your scope, and you are still here in the land of the black. That means you still need to do more until you begin to enter into the nations of the white. You have not accomplished your warfare. Lord, help me to see the enormity of the responsibility that you have bestowed upon me so that I can quit myself and make war. So that I can take courage and make war. Not only my entire enemy, the enemies in my possession, not only they are all consumed. Lord, I will not turn back. I will not turn back. I will not get satisfied too soon. I will not get satisfied quickly. Yakoska, let us get a broken like a die. Hear me, that mindset of a conqueror, of a conqueror, of a conqueror, of a conqueror. Like our father that is conquering from nation to nation. Moving from nation to nation, shaming the devil, pursuing the enemy. The Bible speaking about Paul. He said, the men that turn the world upside down, they have come to us. Let my face be such, Lord. Shut up and let's go like a skater, broke like a knife. Shut up and let's go like a knife. Shut up and let's go like a knife. Shut up and let's go like a knife. Lord, wear me the mindset of a true soldier, of a true soldier, of a true war horse, a war horse that is excited at battle, that is excited and rushes into battle. The Bible speaking about the lion, he said he turned back at dawn. The lion, he turns back at dawn. We need the mindset of a true soldier, of a true soldier, of a true soldier, of a true soldier. We need the mindset. A soldier that is not afraid, that rushes into battle. Shut up and I will not rest. I will not give up until the end. soon. I will not give up. I will not give up. Until Nigeria falls for Jesus. I will not give up. Until the nations of the earth falls for Jesus. Sharp as balakas get the broken like a knife. I put on the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the Spirit that we have is not the Spirit of fear, it's not the Spirit of timidity. I put off timidity, I put off fear, and I put on courage. I put on the mindset of a true soldier, a true conqueror. What more do we want to hear? We were told in the course of the teaching that every promise that God makes to you, it is yea and amen. There is nothing like no in the equation. If God is not saying no, why should I say no? If God is not giving up, why should I give up? Lord, Lord, hear me, not myself. I will go on and on, conquering, 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 until my warfare be accomplished. Shabbos, Colossus, and Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. I must finish my course. I must keep the faith. I must finish my course. That portion that is allotted to me, that is allocated for me, to watch over, to conquer, I must conquer it. I will not take no. I will not get satisfied with me.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The burden in my heart, right from when this teaching began, the picture of the whole thing that God kept painting in my heart, it's like the journey of the Israelites from the land of bondage into the land of destiny. And our life is a picture of that journey. When they went to search the land, only two saw what God saw. 10 saw differently. The Bible says that it is when we see through his light that we see light. Only two had light. And the rest saw differently. And their testimony was that we can't. When the promises of God is yea and amen, these people brought in, they added something else that was strange. A vocabulary that does not exist in heaven. they smuggled it, they imported it into the equation. And they say no. And so when God came to judge, he said, it is whatever. I hope you know, in the time of war, any testimony, after you have come and you have seen, anything that you say, God said, that's what I will do to you. So an entire generation, the generation that left Egypt, because of the testimony that they bore to the things that they saw, even in their destiny, the things they saw about their destiny. Our Father will always say, if what God is showing you, if it is something that you have what it takes within you to do, then that's not God. When God shows you a vision, when he gives you something to do, it will be the sign that it is God is that the feeling is that you will feel overwhelmed. You will feel incapacitated. And so you need to switch into God to go and see what he saw. Because when God said, that's why he said, with me, nothing shall be impossible. He didn't say with you. In the eyes of men, a lot of things will be impossible, but with God. So you need to go and see through him to see the possibility that he saw. That he's releasing you into this kind of, battle, warfare. My life is a picture of warfare. A time in my life, every vision, God kept releasing assignments. I've shared this story before. A plane came and landed on top of our house, carried my brothers and left. And then there was warfare on ground. And me, I didn't enter the plane. And I said, I am staying back so that I can finish this. You know, that was 2015. It got to a point, I said, why is it me that was left behind? It came as I looked at the enormity, because as at that time, I didn't know that the warfare would be this much. It would be this much. And I've shared before, it's not that I've been having everything smooth on this journey, but there has never been a time that the leadership over me saw that this person is discouraged. We need to go and encourage him. Even in seasons when I feel dry, I begin to depend on the light of other believers around me to make my moves, to discern the moves of God. The Bible says, in Galatians chapter, Paul said, ye did run well, but who hindered you? You began this journey very well, but who hindered you? Who hindered you? You began very well. Something hindered you. I'm talking about giving up. If you don't understand this, you don't know why the Bible says that the apostles continued. They continued. You hear this word like steadfast. They continue. No dull moment, no time of piping down, no time of relaxing, no time of, no time for distraction. Like Reverend Tony was teaching yesterday, the enemy uses this strategy to exact him. He keeps, you gave an example of wrestling, where an opponent discovers the weak point of his enemy. And then he decided to focus on that place. He keep punching the place until the person drops. That strategy is also, the devil copied it from heaven. That's why our Father will say, it is inconsistency. As you continue to hit. A time comes, you become like the fire. The kind of fire that can cause water to boil. Anything comes, it melts. You reach a point where the intensity that you carry can melt the enemy, can break the enemy. When our Father gave certain testimonies at the shopping mall in Lagos, a lady just saw him and started crying out. Demons just saw him and they started crying out. That's an intensity. Those type cannot be pursued anymore. They are the one pursuing. What has been happening is that God has been teaching us warfare. This is the time of teaching, time of knowledge. And the Bible says that a time will come that people will take this posture of ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning and not being able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because the Bible says that in the last days, that just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so shall evil men resist the truth. You think you are the object of the warfare. It is the truth that you have that Satan is after. My the burden of my heart is, Lord, give me strength to continue. Because the warfare of last year is not like the one of this year. What you conquered last year is more compared to what is available. It's more. I've heard people say they began to pray without giving themselves rest. And then they saw that their destiny began to emerge. They saw that power began to emerge. Gifts of the Spirit started, you know, popping up. And then they saw that they started becoming a different person from who they used to be. It is in continuity that the power lies. Lord, give me tenacity. Give me steadfastness. Give me capacity to continue. 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 What we need to hear, we have heard it. It is how to work it out. How to work it out and become it. There is nothing that we need to hear that we have not heard. But David said twice as once has the Lord spoken to me, but I heard twice. I believe that's the case of every one of us. What is before us now is the outworking, so that nothing will be able to hinder me, so that the things that hinder me, when they come against me, they just melt away. They just melt away. We are in the season of pursuing without turning back. Pursuing with the determination to overtake and to recover all. Lord, give me tenacity. Give me tenacity. That's why the book of Acts is called the book of Acts. It is the book of actors. Men that continued. Men that never gave up. Give me tenacity. Give me tenacity. There is a kind of burden, a kind of sin that will come upon you. You will begin to look like a madman. If men have not described your own Christianity to be a madman, then you are not serious. Then you are not serious yet. Then you are not serious yet. Shakas get up, look and let up, Lagadai. Yakas get up, look and let up, Lagadai. Lapantas get up, look and Lagada. Lapantas get up, look and Lagada. Lapantas get up, look and Lagada. Yakas get up, look and Lagadai. Yantapantas get up, look and Lagada. Give me tenacity to continue. To pursue. To overtake. And to recover. To recover, to recover, to recover. I tell you, there are many things that the enemy has stolen from your life that you have not even known yet. You are not even aware, because in the first place, you have not seen that such a thing was available to you. So the enemy came and took it cheaply. Lord, I must recover all. I must recover all. I must recover all.
Before 2015, I never had money for my village. It was in 2015 that the Lord brought that money to me. And since that day, I've not been the same. Since that day, when I go to the village, I talk with authority. I speak with authority because that's my territory. That's my territory. That's my portion. That's my possession. Shaka skanta prokalikatai. Yata pakanta pakalagada. Yata pakanta skanta prokalagada. Yata pakanta skanta skanta prokalagada. Yata pakanta skanta prokalagada. Yata skanta prokalagada. La pakanta skanta prokalagada. Lord, in this class of learning warfare, I will not be a failure. I will not be a failure. Lord, give me capacity to practice all that I've learned. To put into practice all that I've learned until they become my experience. Shakos kalakas geta prakalagada. Shakamakata prakalagada. La pantas kata prakalaka kulagada. La pantas kata prakalaka kulagada. Lord, tenacity. Strength, strength, strength. Strength to continue. Strength to latch on to the promise. Strength, 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 strength to pull. Strength to push. God said, this is one thing that I do. Shall I put the things that are behind? Shall I put them behind? And then I press on. I push on to take the goal. To take the goal. God never loses sight of his goals. Lord, give me tenacity. Give me tenacity. Give me tenacity. To press on, to press on. To press on, to press on. Shake us, get up, get up, get up. Shut up, get up, get up, get up. Yata pantas kata prakalagada. La pantas kalakas kata prakalagada. Yata pantas kata prakalagada. Yata pantas kata prakalagada. La pantas kata prakalagada. La pantas kata prakalagada. I like somebody to be angry with himself. Ah, there are other things to conquer. And you are entertaining that sickness. You are calling the sickness your sickness. I like you to get angry and shake it out of your body. I like you to get angry and shake it out of your body. Yeah, cause kalakas get up rakalagada. La pantas get up rakalagada. There are souls to be won. There are lands to be taken. You can't sit down and say you are sick. You can't sit down and say you are overwhelmed by problems. Lord, I shake everything that is shakable. I shake it out of my life. I release myself to press on, to move on, conquering, conquering, conquering. Shakas ke la koske kapukalagada. Shaka bakada bakalagada. La pantas kata bakala bakalagada. Ya ta bakada pantas kata bakala bakalagada. Ya kaskete bakada pantas kata bakalagada. Ya koskanta pantas kabla kaskanta bakalagada. Ya kaskanta bakanta bakalagada. La pantas kata bakala bakalagada. Ya kaskanta bakanta bakalagada. Ya kaskanta bakanta bakalagada. Give me fire, fire that will drive me. Give me fire that will power me. Give me fire, fire, power me by fire, power me by fire, power my life by fire. Shaka skata prakalagada, la panta skata prakalagada, ya skata prakalagada, la panta skata prakalagada. Shaka shakas kenta prakonta pakule kadai yata pantas kanta prakala takala kadai la pantas kanta prakala takala kadai yakas kanta prakanta pakala kada la pantas kanta prakala kada shaka pantas kula kas kenta prakala kadai yakas kanta prakanta pakala kada shaka pantas kula kas kenta prakala kadai yakas kanta prakanta pakala kada yakas kenta pantas kula kas kenta prakala kadai yakas kanta prakanta pakala kada yakas kanta prakanta pakala kada Make me tough, Lord. Make me tough. Make me tough. Make me tougher than my enemies. Tenacity to continue. Tenacity to march on. To march on from victory to victory. Oh, Jesus. Yakos kalakas keta prokaleta prokada. Shata pakanta pakalagada. Yakas kente pontas kapte prokaleta prokada. Shut up and cast the lack of the broken lack of the devil. Shut up and push up the broken lack of the lack of the devil. Yakas get the portals to lack of the broken lack of the devil. Shut up and get the portals to lack of the broken lack of the devil. Shut up and push up the broken lack of the devil. Shut up and cast the lack of the devil. Yakas get the portals to lack of the devil. Shut up and cast the lack of the devil. The ability to push on. The ability to ride forth prosperously. To move on prosperously. To conquer prosperously. Lord, tenacity, 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 tenacity. I assure you, that thing that looks like a mountain before you, it shall soon become a plain. It shall soon become a playground. I tell you, the valley, they shall soon be filled. Those crooked things, they shall be made straight. Shake us, Kenta Prakulekatai. Shut up, Akashamakulekada. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise.
Finally, God laid it in my heart from God that I should raise a prayer point for our Father and the team that is out there in the field. It just came to me, so I'd like us to use the remaining time to raise prayers. Less trouble. You see, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that when the prayers that we pray, they are collected into the fire, and then incense is added, and then it is the smoke of the incense that God perceives. And then the Bible says that when God perceives the prayer, the response is poured into the earth. And the Bible says that there are in four dimensions. Some comes as thunders, as lightnings, as voices. But I'd like us to make demand on thunder. I saw a dimension that Dr. Paul Enenche wields. A pastor shared his testimony of how he went and planted a church somewhere in Port Harcourt, and then all courts would not allow him to rest. So he went and reported the matter to him. And then Dr. Paul Enenche told him, he said, raise a crusade platform. I'm coming to Port Harcourt. And then it was a guy that came to share the testimony. He said when he came and mounted the podium, He said by the time he began to, it was as if he was shooting ballistic missiles. 5 days after he left, all of them began to die, one after the other. And we were in Shala's house that night when I had that testimony. And I raised a desire. I said, I desire this dimension. Because in my village, witches will kill somebody. And then they will come out to say, I'm the one who killed the person. And everybody will run and hide. Unchallenged. So I said, Lord, I need this. I need something that can kill. I need something that can kill. I hope you know that what we need in Nigeria now is something that can kill. Jeremiah prophesied and a man died. I need something that can kill. And then we went to sleep, and then in the morning, Reverend Matthew rose up from sleep, and then he came to my room. He said, I had a dream. And then he said, the man came to him in a dream and told him what he used to do that used to activate that dimension. Praise the Lord. I like us to release the dimension of thunder upon our Father. God has been responding in different dimensions to, you know, his trips, you know. But the dimension we seek this time around is thunder. I hope you know that thunder is also a weapon in the hand of the enemy. So I like us to cry that God will release thunder upon that nation. That all the wicked men, that as soon as our Father is done, as he's living there, let the destroyer be released into the land to destroy all the evil men. Let them begin to die. One up. The ones that will not die, let them run out of that territory. So that the land will have peace. So that the land will have peace. Let thunder be released. Let thunder follow his ministration. That as he decrees, as he makes utterances, that let thunder be released. Let thunder be released against everything that represents the enemies of God in that land. Let thunder follow his ministration. Jesus said the words that I speak, their spirit and their life. Let the thunder dimension of the Spirit of God, let it be manifested. Let it be manifested. Can you raise incense? Can you raise incense? We want to receive testimony. When they get back, when they come back, we want to hear testimonies. That thunder struck. The enemies of God. Shakos kalakas kete prokalagadaya. Yata pakanta pakalagada. La pantas kanta prakalata kalagada. La pantas kanta prakalagada. Yata pokanta pakulagadai. La pantos kanta prokalata kulagadai. Yakas kete prokas kanta prakalagadai. La kos kele kas kete prokalagadai. Lord, answer by thunder. Answer by thunder. La pantas kanta prakalagada. Suddenly, they will wake up and they will say, something struck me and I became paralyzed. Something struck me and I had heart attack. Something struck me and I died. Something struck me. Let thunder begin to strike them. Let thunder be released against everything that represents evil, that represents darkness in that land. Lord, pass through his utterances, pass through his decrees, magnify his voice, even as you did to the three lepers, let your enemies, the one that will not be killed, Lord, let them hear his utterance like the roaring of the lion, and let them take off for their life. Let them flee.
let them flee, let them flee out of that territory, out of that country. Lord, we activate the thunder dimension upon the remnant Christian network. We activate that thunder dimension. Lord, let thunder be released at our command. Let thunder be released at our voice. Let thunder be released at our decree. Let thunder be released at our command. Let it be so. Even from this point, let it be so. Even this year, casket broken, let up lagada. Shut up again, tapakalagada. Shut up again, tapakalagada. Shut up again, tapakalagada. Shut up again, tapakalagada. La panta, kanta, prakal, la takalagada. Ya kapanta, kanta, prakal, la takulagada. Ya kaskanta, prakal, tapakulagada. Ya kapanta, kanta, prakal, lagada. Ya kaskanta, prakal, lagada. Lord, let thunder be released over the nation Nigeria. Oh, Lord Jesus, send thunder. Send thunder. Answer your servant by thunder. Answer your servant, Lord, by thunder, by thunder. We ask heaven, so send the response of thunder. Let thunder be released upon the earth. Let thunder be released upon Nigeria. Let thunder be released upon Cameroon. Shake us, get the broken letter for Lagada. Shut up, Akata Bakalagada. Shut up, Akata Bakalagada. Shut up, Akata Bakalagada. Shut up, Akata Bakalagada. Let thunder be released upon the nations of the earth. Lord, send thunder. Let Patoska Lakas get the broken Lagada. Yata Pakanta Bakalagada. Yata Panta Kata Brakan Lakakulagada. Shut up, Akanta Bakalagada. Shut up, Akanta Bakalagada. La Panta Kata Brakan Lakakulagada. Somebody pray quickly. Ask the Lord to send thunder into the midst of your enemies. Let your God send thunder into the home of your enemies. Into the hiding place of your enemies. Let them be revealed by thunder. Let them be proved by thunder. Shout the Pukanta Bakalagada. Yata Pakanta Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Sketa Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Sketa Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta Bakalagada. Yata Sketa Bakalagada. Yata Pantas Kanta
Kaba, Kaba, Kaba.
Allah, da 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 la 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 la
Bai. Kaila Runata. Runata, Runata. Kayela Babarates. Sade. Kaya la 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 la. Kaya la 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 la.
I'm going to throw a prayer point at you. You are not going to allow the prayer point to drop before you latch on to it and begin to pieces it. Like those lions in the den in Babylon, that when the enemies of Daniel were thrown into it, they did not allow them to drop. They went for them and finished them before they drop. That is the approach to the prayer. This is Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, who had gone to get a wife for Isaac, the son of Abraham. And he went with all the signs, all the favors, all the visitations. Go back. Okay, verse 55 is okay. When God had prospered him, the answers to his prayers had been granted and released. Another move of darkness was initiated from the very house of Laban. And her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us few days, at least 10 days. After that, she shall go." You have prayed, you have fasted, you have read your Bible, we have prophesied, and answers have been released. Oh, Kappa, 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 Kappa. Hey! Every move of darkness. Send 10 more days. Ah! 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 Yeah! Ah! 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 Hey! Somebody repair! Somebody repair! Repair! Rise up on your feet! I repair right now! Hey! Hey! Kayela! 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 Every power coming to elongate your testimony. Every oppression of darkness coming to extend your time of visitation. Rebel. Get angry. Get mad. Why are you not yet married? 10 days extension. Every extender. Demonic extenders. Shakabo. Somebody is at the threshold of a testimony. If you can win this battle, if you can fight this fight, if you can break through, there is a testimony. Your next bus stop is called testimony. The next phase, testimony. Emokata, emokata, katanaya, 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 Allah. Her mother and her brother, they join force and they say, let the answer remain. Isaac was meant to wait 10 more days. No way. No way. I need my answers and I need them now. I need my answers and I need them now. Veganess, veganess, your miracle, your healing, your deliverance have been released. I am not waiting for 10 days. I am not waiting even half a day. I refuse to wait one more hour. I refuse to wait one more second. Break forth, break forth. Oh, sister, break forth. Oh, brother, break forth. Hey, Laranes, God has set our boundary. He appointed our time of visitation. Israel was meant to spend just 400 years. But this extenders made 400 years to be 430, 400 plus 30 extenders. They say 10 more days, and I say no. They say 5 more days, and I say no. They say wait till tomorrow, and I say today. Where is that person ready to break forth into the next level? Where is that lady ready to break forth into your miracle? Where is the person? Let the person groan. Go ahead and groan endlessly. Press endlessly. Prevail. Judah was not the first brother. Enatata. Yet, Judah prevailed over his brothers. You need to prevail over the orchestrations of darkness. You need to prevail and cancel out every controversy. The Bible says that which you give to them, they gather. You hide away your face, we become distressed. You take away your breath, I will die. But that which God gives, it is man's responsibility to gather what is given. God gives, you gather. God gives, and you gather. Oh, sister, that your marriage, you can take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. On a tire. Yes. Somebody is coming out of terminal diseases. You are coming out of a family sickness, a hereditary sickness. You are coming out, and you come out now. Not 10 days, but right now, you are out. You are coming out. The snares are broken, and we are escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Our souls are escaped. We are free. We are set at liberty right now. Hey! It is gathering time. It is time to share the spoils. Divide the spoils. Take the spoils. Oh! Oh! Eyabana! 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 Ayabo! 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 Ah! 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 Hey! God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Oh, Martha! Oh, Martha! Oh, Martha! Oh, Martha! Ayadabo! 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 Ay la 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 ya! Ay la 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 ya! Ay la 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 ya! Ah! 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 Hey! Hey! It is time to break loose! Break loose! Break loose! Hand up! Hand up! Come on! Come on! Come on! I feel the power of God here. I feel the power of God here. I feel the hand of God. The hand of Yahweh. The hand of Yeshua. To set man at liberty. To set man free. Right now! Right now! Right now! Hey! Hey! Oh yes! You are getting close! You are getting close! You may wish to rise up and press more! Press some more! Press some more! Press some more! The prophet, said to Naaman, said, dip 7 times, dip 7 times, dip, step into the waters. Someone, get into the waters right now. Step into the waters. Oh, Naaman, step in, step in. You are coming out whole. You are coming out healed. But step in. La 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 do, la 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 la, ay la 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 la, ay la 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 la, ay la 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 la, ay la, ay la, ay la. coming. The baby is coming. You now need to push. Master your strength and push. The baby has come to the point of delivery. It's now time to push out life. Push out victory. Push out the promotion. Push out the healing. Push it out. Sister, push. Brother, push. Push. Online. On ground. Hey. It's time to push. Push. Honor. 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 Ow. Ow. Ow.
Oh, 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 oh
Jesus' name we pray. Verse 56. You are going to keep and align with the urgency in the heart of a faithful servant that knows his master's will. Eliezer. Isaac, the promised seed was meant to be kept in waiting. And within the 10 days that Rebecca was meant to wait, all the ancestral forces that did not perceive that there was going to be a sudden lift, because Eliezer came today and the next day he was going to leave. They needed 10 days to latch onto her. Hallelujah. Now you're going to see the prayer that Eliezer prayed. What is the cry? Say, and he said unto them, hinder me not! Hinder me not! I am meant to have a right of passage, a right of way, and there are obstructions, there are limitations that are capable of causing you to take a different route. The cry is, hinder me not! You are going to cry, say, every hinderer! Every hinderer! To my destiny! Scatter! Go ahead and fire that prayer right now! Hey, I don't know what way, I don't know what shade and form the enemy has been hindering. Right now, someone needs to cry. You will rise up from here and begin to reign like Rebecca. Yesterday she was a spinster. The next day she was a married lady. On the spot, instant miracles, instant signs and wonders, instant answers. On the spot. Hey, when you meet the gates, and you say, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, the King of Glory comes in. Whatever response you get, fire it again. Fire more response. Ela Radash, hinder me not. Open the door, or else I break it. There is a breaker anointing, a breaker's anointing. Where I don't find a way, where the enemy blocks the way, I break away. I break away. I scatter away. Oh, Mata, I nano tete, I nano menaga, arino dagabo. They said this person can prosper, this family can do well. The breaker, we go ahead. Hey, Sister Stella, you need to bend. You need to bend and be better. Pray, hinder me not. I don't know who you are, but you need to bend on the stool. Yeah, people keep back and begin to decree, hinder me not. Hey! Ay, 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 hinder me not! Pastor Kenneth! Hinder me not! Hinder me not! I don't know who! I don't know from where! I don't know what! But the cry, the decree is don't hinder me! Hey! 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 Say he that be not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way, the Lord has prospered me. Why are you stopping when the Lord has prospered? The Lord has released my husband. He has released my wife. He has released the promotion. He has released the healing. Why are you stopping it? He that be not, send me on my way that I may go to my destiny. I want to embrace my destiny. I want to embrace my calling. I want to embrace my family. I want to embrace my healing. Hear me not. Hey, a young man need to pray right now. You are ready for marriage. There is wife, but the hindrance is money. You need to tell money. Say, money, don't hinder my marriage. Oh, money, I call you. Don't hinder me. I plan to work before the first half of this year. Oh, money, don't hinder me.
Oh yes, somebody need to deliver some few more blows, a few more blows. Oh yes, your father is the umpire of the fight. The whistle will not go until you win. The battle will not end until you win. Somebody need to push. Not everybody, but the persons that need their victories more desperately. The persons that need to take the spoils more brutally. Oh yes,
Sister, take it, take it, take it, take it. Sister, press, 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 press. The reason why we are waiting is for you. We are waiting because of you, oh brother. We are waiting, so you can win this particular one. This record, you need to take this victory. You need to take this victory as settled. You need to mark it as settled. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Hey, Kono Daba Adoge Zafiso in Tata in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 18. There are moments that are called divine moments. At such times you have aids, you have assistances, you have supports. Zechariah chapter 3, Satan was resisting Joshua. What was on ground was demonic resistances. But there are moments where what you have is divine assistances. When there is divine assistance, how far you go is dependent on the measure of your commitment. Praise the Lord. And when such windows open, the sensitive and the discerning, they hit hard, they swipe wide, and they strike deep. Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw and behold four horns. Four authorities, four principalities, four different departments of darkness whose goal is in verse the subsequent ones. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. It's not that they had. It's a current happening. They have. If you go around Judah, Jerusalem, and Israel, you're going to see the relics of their visitation. Just like an earthquake. When there's an earthquake strike, you will know. The landscape will tell the story of what happened. Alright? And I said unto the angel that talked with me, where are we?
Okay, go to verse 20. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. The first thing that was shown was four horns, and the next vision was four carpenters. That is why anytime you see a problem, there is something else you need to see. The answer. The solution to the situation on ground is by the corner you just need to see. This is the kind of sight that makes you to laugh at adversity. Then said I, what come these carpenters? They are not coming to fix a chair. They are not coming to fix a gate. They are coming to fix horns. They are coming to hack down authorities. They say there is one man in your village. Before you must marry, if he doesn't approve of it, that marriage enters voicemail. We are here for them. Yesterday I forgot. Someone proposed to you, all right? And you said no. And the person said, if you say no, then he will spoil you. And he went and did charm. And your life is a misery. That matter will be fixed. I was praying yesterday and the Lord spoke to me about it. And today he says, that thing is still hanging. Someone proposed to you, a man. Say, I want to marry you. And he said, no, go marry you. Say, I mean, you don't marry me. And then he went to consult what he knows. You are free from the effect of that thing. What come these to do? And he speaks saying, these are the horns describing the first vision, which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. The moment your head rises up, there is a sniper that picks the head. There is an arrow. You know, the wicked, they set their bow on the arrow to shoot secretly at the upright in heart. But, can you say but? But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horns over the land of Judah to scatter it. When they come to destroy any man that lifts the head, they come to scatter the land. And they say, these horns also came to scatter. What is a prayer? Would you please rise up? While we pray the last prayer point, sorry, I saw a vision. I was walking this way, then I can't conclude that is somebody here, but I saw a vision this way. I saw a hand picking young people suddenly. That is, suddenly into unprecedented positive happenings. That is change of story that has no precedence. It's not that you move from 1 to 2 to 3. You just jump from nowhere to somewhere. What is the explanation? The movement from tent to embassy is the only likeness of what I'm saying. That we didn't go from 250 to 500 hall to 700 hall to 1,000. We just jumped from there, and when we came here, people don't know our story till today. They are still confused. That is what your story will be. After these 40 days, there will be no explanation to the outcome of your life. And if I say I saw it, it is going to happen not by the hand of a man, not by the hand of your uncle, not by the hand of the government. It's going to happen by the very, very, very hand of God. The servant of Elijah saw that hand, but he had never seen any other hand apart from the hand of a man. And he said, I saw something like the hand of a man, but that was not a man's hand. That was the hand of God. And when the hand came upon Elijah, oh my God, the man with the chariot needed to, you know, he needed to be advised to take off early and on time, because the hand moving Elijah, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, there is a hand, the hand of God appointed for you. Joseph is like a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a wall. The Bible says, whose branches leap over the wall. The archers, they hated him, they grieved him sorely, but the arms of his hands were made strong by the hand of the Almighty God. Oh, where you fainted before, there is a hand coming to bear you up. Where you were weary, where you were rejected, there is a hand coming to make you the option, the choice of the day. Oh, my bakates. Can you pray and say, every heart that will not allow my hand to rise tonight, be raised, be wiped out by the carpenters. Go ahead and do some damages. Go ahead and bring some catastrophe. Go ahead and create some controversies right now. That hand took your husband out. That hand took your father out. But you are going to be too hard, an impossible case for that hand, for that horn. Take out the horn. Take out the horn. Hey, brother, pray. Brother, pray, pray. You pray, pray, pray. Pray, you with red, pray. Pray against the horn. Pray against the horn. Cut off the horns. Cut off the horns. Cut off the horns. Cut off the horns. Cut off the horn. Horns of marital delay. Cut them down. Cut them down. Cut them down. And make sure you have a boisterous wedding. Make sure you have a loud wedding. Cut those horns down. Cut them down. Look in your works. Look in your plans. Say no to you. Satan be gone.
We say no.
We say no. Kaya! Every horn of my father's house that will not allow man to rise up tonight is scattered. Explode! Explode! Hey! The voice of God that breaketh the wilderness, the cedar of Lebanon, will break the horse, we scatter the rocks. Hey! Someone we pray. I wish someone we do some destruction. Oh yes, I have sent thee over the nations to cast down, to draw down, to destroy. Oh, uproot some horns, uproot some horns, uproot some horns. Right now, someone go ahead with a bulldozer in the spirit. Right now, and come down. The support of the carpenters, will die. the shoot. Out of dry ground. You are cracking the limitation. You are cracking the obstacles. Out of dry ground. Out of wet ground. Out of rocky ground. You are coming out. You are breaking forth. While we prayed, I saw beings, angelic beings that are not human beings. I saw them, they are here. They are here, they are here. The angels are here. The custodian of the answers are here. Oh yes, oh yes, I saw them. Amana, Abrozene, oh yes, in a couple of seconds, in a moment, they are going to begin to move in the midst of God's people, online, on ground, right in your room, these angels will touch, right on the ground, they touch, yes, 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 I saw them, yes, yes. Etatata, bakatata, 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 Holy Ghost. Oh, come, 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 kolaita, ambuke yatata, begaine, beraka sizo, fiata, 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 skama baba, ah, luraga zese, luraga zese. Luraga zese, 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 zese. Yes, 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 yes. Ha, 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 ha. I just saw the belly of a woman open, open into two, as if you break, when you break a pencil. And it comes like this. The belly was opening to two. And right there, there is a surgery. A surgery going on. Right in the belly. Right in the belly. Online on ground. I saw the belly of a woman open. It was as if they folded into two to reveal that place. Oh ho. Oh ho. Oh ho. Oh ho. Oh ho. Oh ho. Nenade. Miada. Makatanama, Makatanaba, 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 Abrakasata, Abrakasapa, Abrakata, 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 Skatamarata. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Oh yes. The helpers of the war. The helpers of the war. They are in our midst right now. Right now. Ome. Kaye, kaye, kaye. Kaye, kaye, kaye. Antata, 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 kata, 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 abakata, tata, tata, jabrata, jabarakata, ah, ay, 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 wherever you are, stretch your two hands like this as if you are receiving something.
Stretch those hands. Stay sensitive. Oh, yes. Some of you are putting on, they are clothing you with your answers. They are clothing you with your answers. You are being clothed. And then for others, I see the answers on your hand. It's coming on your hands. Omar. Yes. 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 Bring them for me. Let me lay my hands on them. Oh, yes. 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 Don't be distracted, please. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Bring that lady for me. Bring her. Yes. Yes. Right from the beginning when I prayed, I saw you were marked for answer. You were marked. Yes. My attention was drawn to you. Don't be distracted. Stretch your hand. Just stretch your hands. Wherever you are. If you can stand, I'd like you to stand. Stretch your hands. If you like, you can close your eyes because I don't want you to be distracted. You need to take receipt. You need to take custody of what has been appointed, what has been released for you. What has been released for you? Scabomereta, ta 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 ta, kapatada, kapatada, lakatada, epeketodeve, sube nahase, 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 anio, 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 anigaba, veninide, veninide, usa, 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 akapa. In the next 90 seconds, if you can distract yourself from the distractions, it will help a lot. Yes, bring that lady with green shirt. Bring her. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Clothe that young man. Clothe him. Clothe him. Clothe him. Put the garment on him. Put the garment on him right now. Right now. Right now. Yes. Take, 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 take. Take it. Oh, 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 Megaba. Niemen Bose. Niemen Imohosa. Celere Miono. Nine de Nemo de Nemo. Mingasa, Mingasa. Sebiolo Nahas. Nimbre Sovena. Kaye. Bring her close. Now, I want to do very quickly what I saw in the vision when I saw the angels. I was praying and I stood here and I opened my eyes and I saw them this way. This way. If you are from here to this point, raise your hands up. Ah, online. Yes, if you are online, raise your hands up. I'm just going with the practical side of the vision I saw. It's not limited to this way, but just because I saw. Okay. Okay, Father. Yes. I ask you to move. Yes, let your angels move from here to this point. From here. To this point, from here to this point, yes, touch, 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch. Aha, aha, amo, yes, omenamahaza, saitakabo.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you say it one more time? Say, thank you, Jesus. Can you let worship out of the depth of your belly? Begin to give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mighty hand that had gone to war on our behalf. Blessed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. And the church say, amen. Can you celebrate Jesus as you take your seat? Such an explosive night. Many of you, as you go back home, you will begin to see the damage. The extent of the damage to the works of the enemy in your life. Some of you will not arrive home before you begin to receive phone calls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Can we package our offerings, our sacrifices, as we honor God tonight? As the offering baskets are passed around, those following us online, you will do well to leverage the details on your screen and participate in the offering. Just 2 more days to go. Hallelujah. 2 more days to go. The Lord will quicken your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. The fasting continues tomorrow, and the window for the sacrifice is still open for those who want to leverage that opportunity. We have 2 more days to go for that window of sacrifice. Very quickly, there are a few of our dear ones that are marking their birthdays today that we want to celebrate. If today is your birthday, can you quickly make it to the front? Our sister OJ, if you are present, we have a number of them. Yes, can you celebrate them as they come? We have a harvest of birthdays in this month. There were some that did theirs yesterday, and there were still others doing theirs today. If today is your birthday, you may wish to come forward very quickly and receive prayers. Hallelujah. Can the church rise up and stretch forth their hands? And if any of our online brethren, your birthday is today, you will do well to connect. If your birthday was yesterday, you will do well to also come forward as you receive prayers tonight. Your birthday was this week so far. You do well to come forward. Do well to come forward. Yes, can we stretch our hands towards them, begin to release the goodness of God upon them? Can you open your mouth? You're following us online and your birthday is this week. You can connect to these prayers. Can you lift your voice now and begin to declare over these ones a new season open over their lives as they mark a new year in their life? Let a new season open, a new season of favor, a new season of limitless divine possibilities, new season of victories over ancient battles, new season of divine open doors. Can you pray from your heart over these ones tonight? Everyone online connecting to this prayer, can you release a prayer over them? Let a new season open. Let there be a divine birthday present from the presence of God over these ones. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. Even for these ones as they mark a new age in their life, let there be a divine enablement in the name of Jesus. From this new season of their life, they receive a divine assistance. In any area of struggle hitherto, today, we decree an end to such battles. We decree an end to such struggles. We bring an end to such negative cycles in the name of Jesus. Tonight we empower you to prosper. We place the name of the Lord upon you. Go forth and prosper. Go forth and prevail. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.